The Gemara Kedushin that he zayin mabeis is a drasha that Eved Ivri Eved Saben bein Eved Sabas. Special Gzeis Kosa that Eved Ivri only goes if a person's nifter dies, his nifter, and he has an Eved Ivri and there's still a few years left. And Eved Ivri is for 6 years. Let's say he dies after 4 years and there's still 2 years left to Eved Ivri serve him. Eved Ivri goes to his son, but not to his daughter. Even though normally in every Yerusha, if there's no son, then a daughter yashins. But here the Gemara is a special drasha that the only person that yashins that inherits the Eved Ivri is a son. And the Gemara explains not only a bas doesn't yashin, the Eved Ivri doesn't get the Eved Ivri, but all the other yashin, brothers don't yashin. In the Seder Yerusha, if there's no son and there's no daughter, then the father would yashin. If there's no father, the brothers yashin, and we keep on going up to the closest relative from the Mishpachas Av. But over here, by Eved Ivri, especially with the Kosta, that the only person that gets the Eved Ivri is the son. In case the person has an Eved Ivri and he dies and he has no son, the Eved Ivri goes free. He has no one to serve, he just goes free. Special with the Kosta. The Michus Chinuch, Mitzvah Membei, Zaysi Gimel, is also the end of Mitzvah Shinayin Zayin. And the Sameach, in Perk Beis Michus Nachos Lach Aleph, they declare the Tanta Shaila, they say, what about if there's a Bechor? Would the Bechor get Pishnayim in the Eved Ivri? If you would have, for example, two sons, and the person died, both sons would yashin the Eved Ivri. And the way it works is, it would be like an Eved Ivri of Shnei Shutzim, which the Gemara says, Eved Zeyer Mecha, the Zeyer Mecha, they would alternate. They would serve him one day, serve him the other day, Mecha, they can make a deal, and go maybe switch off every week, or every month, however they want to split it. And if there was a Nebuchadnezzar, and there was a Bechor, the Bechor would get Pishnayim. Like in every Yush, the Bechor gets double. So if you have a Bechor and a Pasha, the Bechor and one brother, the Knani would serve the Bechor 2 days and the Pasha 1 day, and the Bechor 2 days and the other brother 1 day. That would be an Eved Knani. But that's an Eved Knani which we know has regular Dini Yerusha. Eved Knani goes to a Bach and goes to fathers and cousins and brothers, whoever Yashin. But Eved Ivri, that we see there's a halacha that only goes to a son, doesn't go to a Bach. What about a Bechor? So first, the Menachos Chinuch and the Sameach, both Mechamim, the same Svara, they say, L'chayra, what the Torah is saying over here is that there's no Yerusha by Eved Ivri. If there be a din Yerusha, then Eved Ivri would be going to daughters, would be going to a bas also. The fact that Eved Ivri does not go to a bas or to any other Yarshim, L'chayra is telling you there's no din Yerusha over here. Special because there's a kosa that Eved is a ben. That just goes to the son and it's not midin Yerusha. L'chayra is midin, the Eved, the ben, the son is come b'makam Ovid. As Eved, the mashal by din Yiyud, especially as din of Yiyud, that the son has owns the Amavriya, he can marry her by b'miyad, he goes to b'miyad to his son. Like the son takes the place of the father. But it's not din Yerusha, and if it's not din Yerusha, there'd be no Pishnayim. There'd be no halacha Pishnayim. But the Nechus Chinuch and the Sameach, they both mechav into the same raya, they bring a beautiful raya that it would be a din Yerusha, because there's a Gemara in Nazir which has a very similar halacha. We find one other place. The Gemara in Nazir says that Laman and Beis, there's a Gzeis HaKosav that if a Nazir is Makash Moyes for his Kabbana. So Nazir, the Torah says, at the end of his Naziris, he's supposed to be Megaleach. He's supposed to, a Nazir, while he's a Nazir, he's also be Yayin, he's also be Tikalachas, he's also be Karasir. But at the end of the main Naziris, let's say he's Makabal Naziris for 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, then he's Megaleach, he cuts off all his hair, and he brings 3 Kabbanas. He brings a Kamachatas, a Kabbanoyan, and a Kabbanashim. I'm sorry, a Kabbanoyan, and a Shlomim. It's in Pashas Nasi. He's also in Pashas Nasi. So if a Nazir would be Makfish Moyes, would be Makdish money, set aside money for his Kabbanas, his Chattas, Oyan, and Shlomim, and then the Nazir is Nifta. The Gemara has a special drasha that the son yashins that money. So if the son is a Nazir, he could use that money to bring his Kabbanas, but no one else. A Bas cannot. Women can also be a Nazir. It's Mishnayos that there's such thing as Nazirus by women also, and they also have to be in the same Kabbanas. But let's say this Nazir died, and he left over this money, which was Muktish, which was Huktish, to bring this Kabbanas, Nazirus. The daughter does not yashin it. It's a very similar thing to Eved Ivri, that this money only goes to a son. A son gets to take this money, and he can take this money, and he can bring with it his Kabbanas, Nazirus. But a daughter and all the other Yashim cannot. And over there, the Gemara declares, what about a Bechor? If there's two sons, a Bechor and a Pashat, and they're both Nazirim, and they both want to use this money to bring Kabbanas Nazirus, does the Bechor get 2 Pishnayim? Does he get double portion of the money? You have to know how to split it, but does he get a double portion of the money or not? And the Gemara of Lives with a Shaila, And the Rambam paskins is an intim sulaim in the Gemara. The Gemara has a few intim sulaimas, and the Rambam follows whenever there's an intim sulaim, we paskin at the intim sulaim. And the Rambam paskins over there that a bechor gets pishnayim. So this kabonis naziris that the father left over, which only goes to a ben and not to a bas, the Gemara says b'feirish that you get pishnayim. The time at the Sumeach and the Nechasunach, but here also, is the same aloha, Evidivi, which only goes to Ben, to Bas, but you see from over there that things that only go to Ben, not to Bas, is it in Yerusha? It's a special halacha that a Ben gets Yerusha, no one else gets Yerusha, but it does go with Hilchus Yerusha, and since we're going with Hilchus Yerusha by a Ben, it would be Pishnayim. That's the Nechasunach and the Sumeach. In Abi Ezri, Afshah, Sefer, it's in the Gion, it's on the Sumeach, it's also in the Sefer on Rambam Perek Beis, Hochas Abad Mochi Beis, he must be Mechalak. He says, think about it like this.
What
are
they claiming if it's in Yerusha, or they're claiming that even if it's not a
Din Yerusha, it's Paz Kishu? What's the halacha that Evidivri or these kabot, or this money of a Kabon Naziris goes to a Ben and not to a Bas? Is the Torah saying there's no Din Yerusha here at all? Just special halacha goes to a Ben? Or is it they're saying that they took away Yerusha from everybody else, but the Yerusha of a Ben remains as a Yerusha? It's a very nice little thing here.
It's like they
cleared
the town from the Xerxes Kosovo.
Or how the Xerxes Kosovo works.
Right.
What is the Xerxes Kosovo? Is the Xerxes Kosovo telling you that there's no Yerusha here at all, and just goes to the Ben? Or is the Xerxes Kosovo telling you that there's no Yerusha for everybody else, but a Ben does have Yerusha, and the remaining we would keep all those Yerusha of a bottom, including an Achim Yerubi about Pishnaim?
Right, because if it's not as in Yerusha, then it's possible that you don't say Pishnah.
Right.
So the Shalom is what the Gezer of the Ben taking over.
Right.
How do you know that the Torah is the same?
Well, they want to compete. You see that over here.
No, but I mean, every Ivri could be one thing, and
the Zeris could be something else. But when you find a very similar halacha that these things go to a Ben and not to a Bat, not to anyone else.
There's a major difference. Every Ivri has no Kinyonim, and by the Kabbalah, it's sin. Every Ivri, for Ezri, has no Kinyonim, it's not his.
Actually, yeah, they're going to say that it'd be goofy funny.
Goofy funny.
But there is a Kinyin Mammon also. There is a certain Kinyin Mammon that should go with Yerusha. You're saying actually a little bit the opposite of what the Shachman is saying. The Shachman is saying actually the opposite. The Shachman is saying that the Chari is a Chilek. What the Mechaz Chinuch and the Sumeach want to compare Naziris, Mois Naziris to Eved Ivri, he saying is that really there's a Chilek. Because if you think about it like this, in Eved Ivri, time of Shach is the Etzem as far as should go with Yerusha. You do. It is your nechassim. You do have some value in it. You do have a kinyan issa. Is a mamela that really should go be yerusha. It won't be exactly custom. It would go to. It should go be yerusha. It should go to all yashim. It should go to bas also. Mashen came. This moyis, which he was makfish and he was makfish for kabbonis. That time of shach, if it won't be for exactly custom, if it won't be for a pasuk, if it won't be for this drasha, the chayy wouldn't go be yerusha at all. And Shach has Rishas to explain that Kashim Kalman does not go be Yerusha, even according to Beis Tihos, Kashim Kalman buying them, it's not something that goes be Yerusha.
So
why isn't it close to this? It should be like a close to this. So Shach wants to say, so if you look at it that way, by Moyes Naziris, which really, without any Pesukim, the first Hanukkah should be that it should not go be Yerusha, when the Torah came along and said that it goes to a Ben, that could be the Torah's machadish to us that there's a din Yerusha to a Ben. Feel that way, din Yerusha to a Ben. So the Torah's machadish is a din Yerusha to a Ben, then there should be Pishnayim. Mashen came by Eved Ivri, which the Anocha Pshuta should have been that there should be Yerusha for everybody, and the Torah's machadish to us that there's no Yerusha to everybody, you could say the Torah's machadish to us that there's no Yerusha for anyone. So it's taking off the din Yerusha. Since it starts off with the Anocha Pshuta, there should be Yerusha by Eved Ivri. When the Torah comes along and takes off Yerusha, the Torah is taking off Yerusha for everybody. It's just saying a halacha that a Ben is kom b'makom aviv. That's the way he wants to say it. And Memela, you could say, just because by Naziris this Pishnayim is no raya, that by Eved Ivri this Pishnayim also. I think really that Rosh Hashanah, the main chiluk is the fact that they're different, you can't compare it. The fact that there's something basically different over here.
Either way,
as long as it's different, you should hear it. The Shach does say it this way. Since there's a Hanukkah Pshuta by Eved Ivri that there should be Yerusha, so we will learn that the Shach is telling you there's no Yerusha at all. As a man, maybe there's no kishnayim at all. Just by Naziris, where it should not be any Yerusha, it says Machash to the Ben Getz, maybe it says Machash to the Yerusha on the Ben. That's what he wants to say. It is a chilek. Then Rashach wants to say another Santa Svar. He says that the Gemara says in Yeshnechon, Babasa, the Kuchasam al Maranov, that Yerusha Matona Kai Yerachmana. The Torah calls Yerusha Matona, because the Torah says, Loshon of Lostis Le Pishnayim. Give to him, Lostis Le, give him Matona Pishnayim. And the Gemara dashens from this halacha that Matona Kai Yerachmana, that Yerusha Pishnayim is a Matona from the other Yashin to the Bechar. In other words, the way it works is, it's not the pshat that the Yerusha immediately goes straight to the Bechar Pishnayim. Really, the Yerusha is split between all the brothers, and then the Torah is telling all the brothers, give a little bit extra to the Bechar that he should get Pishnayim. That's the way it works. It comes from as a matana. And what's nafkamina? The most nafkamina would be that a person could be Messar, a Bechagi Messar, could refuse to accept the Pishnayim. The Bechar wants to say, I don't want the Pishnayim. It's like, give me Makav Matana. Matana is not Bakacha. You can't give someone a present Bakacha if he doesn't want it. Yerusha is automatically yours. You can't say you don't want it. Yerusha, it happens automatically. It automatically becomes yours. But the Matana Pishnayim is to say you don't want it. And more explains it. As Ram explains, nafkamina would be about Balei Choy. Now the Balei Chayv, the father, when they come to collect, if they when they come to collect a portion of Yerusha, they could come to every son and claim that portion of Yerusha is their share that they own it in their chayv. But the portion of Pishnayim, if the Bechor takes it, then the Balei Chayv could come to the Bechor also. If the Bechor doesn't take it, the Baal Choyv would have to go to the other brothers and get that portion, because the Bechor never took it. Nafkamina would be if they're not around, you know, if they have to go chase them, where are they, you know, take it to Bezin. The Bechor would say, I never accepted that Pishnayim, don't come to me for that, my brothers have it. So that's the Nafkamina of a Matana. The Mingla, Tanya Shach, according to this Gemara, that Pishnayim is a Matana, we were learning last week, we spoke about Barichas, the Ram Paskins, the Mokka in the Gemara Echen, that Evidivi does not go with Matana. You cannot give an Evidivi with Matana. This would be another reason why there should not be Pishnayim, even if there was Din Yerusha by Eved Evi. But Pishnayim has to be Miteres Matana, and the Torah told us there's no Matanas by Eved Evi. So it's kind of saying that you can't do the Matana of Pishnayim. That's a Shachsvar. Then he wants to say, it's a very nice Shagav Yevi, then he wants to say another very nice Sar. He says that the Moses of Gedushin, that's Terzayin, what the Ritzi was mentioning, Eved Evi Gufekani. The Rav Shemocha Gerona ain't Geroni Mochel. The Gemara says that Eved Ivri there is a kinyan in Eved Ivri, and one of the yitzis, one of the ways an Eved Ivri goes out is with Yoren Kesef. He pays anytime he wants, he can pay back the money that they paid him, and he can go free. And you do Yoren Kesef, you make a cheshbon how many years are left. If he pays 600 for 60, if he was paid 600 to work for 6 years, and he worked already like 5 years, only 100 left, he just has to give 100, and Yoren Kesef, and he goes free. But the Gemara says, what about the Rav, the master, wants to say, I'm Meichu you that last 100, you have 1 year left, I'm Meichu you that Gemara and Kesef just go free. You cannot be Meichu. He has to have somehow get the money and give the money over. He has to make a Kinyan Kesef to go out free. So the famous Ramban in all the Yishim, Mr. Kasha, they say, Ramban's question is, Hecha Matzinu, that there's no Mechila on my Seyada. Where do you see that there's no Mechila on money? It's only a Chayv Mammon, why shouldn't Mechila help? Why should Mechila help? So the famous in Ban's Teretz that there's in Eved Ivri there's two kinyan. There's a kinyan issa and a kinyan mammon. There's one kinyan mammon is what you own in the Eved, and there's another thing kinyan issa that creates halachas. It creates halachas that Eved Ivri is mudav shifra kananis, and it creates other halachas about that he has a din Eved Ivri. So on the kinyan mammon, that you're right, that's regular din mammon, that he can be mechel. But for the kinyan issa, that's not something you can be mechel. What created the halachas of an Eved Ivri, he remains in the status of an Eved Ivri. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that he cannot be mechel. But Efshach is a beautiful kasha. Yes, the kasha. There's a Shita Rivosh, which Machne Ephraim brings down in Hilchos Chiyus and Simetes, that the Rivosh says as far that the Inyan Mechila only works on a Chayv. When somebody owes you money, like a halva, or let's say he did nezak, he damaged something, and he owes you money, or even if he stole something and the object is gone, and he has to pay you cash for it, and he owes you money, that you could be mechel. But something that you own, you can't be meichel. If it's yours, if you own a chayfetz, you can't be meichel, it's yours. The only way to get rid of it is to be machnet. You can be machnet away, Or you could be mafkir, maybe you could make it hefka, or you could give it away from Atani, you could make a kinyan, but you can't be meichel. The whole concept of mechila does not apply to something that you own. The whole concept of mechila is only on a choyd. If somebody owes you something, I'm meichel, you don't pay me. But if I own already, mechila is not. There's a main effect. In fact, the Shechet Kasha, what's the Rambansal Kasha to begin with? That why does mechila help over here? The Gemara says, Eved Ivi Gufi Koni, V'Rapsha Mochel Geroni, In Geroni Mochel. The Gemara is very poshut. Eved Ivi, since you own it, and he's something that you own, In Geroni Mochel, you can't be mechel. And what's the Kasha to begin with that the Ramban is asking, why can't you be mechel? The Teretz says, you can't be mechel, because mechila doesn't help with something that you own. And even the Ramban's Teretz says that mechila does help for the Kinyan Mamin Shabbai, it only doesn't help for the Kinyan Issa Shabbai, is also Shabbai. Why would the mechila help for the Kinyan Mamin? If you own an Eved, the Yivash is saying, and the Yivash is a Muslim, it's the Shtak Asvar, that Mechila is only something that somebody owes you, not something you own already. An Eved Ivi, a Gufa Kani that you own, what's fair with the Gemara that says, Inger and Yimachla, you can't be Mechila.
You had a Chiyuv to work for you.
Very good. So Shachmas Dovi Mechichim here this Chiddush. Even though the Gemara does say, Losh of Eved Ivi Gufa Kani, maybe it's a terrorist, it's like what he's saying, why he doesn't eat Shema. He wants to say that from here you have a Raya, from this Kasha Raya, that Eved Ivi, from the Ramban that's saying that Mechila should help on the moment of Shabbat, you have a right that Eved Ivri is not pshat something that you own, like a chayfet. It's just when you buy an Eved Ivri, he has a choyv to work for you. He owes you that work. And Rosh Hashanah, it's even less than Tzchiris. If you rent the house, that already would be a second Kinyan Tzchiris, Kinyan Peris. That you cannot be Meichel, like we said in the Yivash. You can only be Meichel or choyv. Right? But you see from here, from the whole Ramban's Havana, that the mechila should help an Eved Ivi, that Eved Ivi is not really something you own. If there was no kinyan there at all, if you owned it, then you can't be mechila. Teretz is, it's a hischaivus. He has a hischaivus for the next 6 years, every single day, every single second, to work for you. And that hischaivus is something that you could be mechila. Is a mechila, tenor shach, this is another reason why you should not get pishnayim. Because since it's only a hischaivus, it's a zayvi, roi. We have a gemara in Babach, the gemara says, b'chol noitul, ein b'chol noitul b'roi k'v mochtek. We said we went to this also a couple weeks ago in that sugya, that a b'char only gets pishnayim in what the father left over that he had. If the father had something in his possession, that's the b'char gets pishnayim. But roi means that city will have oyes. People owe him money. Anybody that owed the father money, that money as it comes in, that they all split equally. The b'char does not get pishnayim. Man, it's really is not something that the father owned. It was only his chayvus. It was roi. And in a b'char, the roi most of that's his third taina on the mechas chanachem and the smech of the shnapi. Pishnaim over here. There's a Hamakna in Kedushin and Dafi Zayin Rebeis. He says another Shaila. In the din of Eved Ivi, Eved is a Ben, Ben Eved is a Bas. What about Ben HaBen? What about the halacha is that if someone has, let's say, three sons and one of the sons was Nifta, his son takes the place of the father and gets the Yerusha also. That grandson can take the place, and he's supposed to be Jewish also. So what about an Eved Ivi? If he had three sons, and his oldest Reuven Shimon Levi, Reuven was Nifta, and he had a son Chanech, would Chanech get also a portion of Eved Ivi? Just like Eved Ivi said, Ben, what about Ben HaBen? So the Machna wants to say that, it's not so clear his svara, but he wants to say that that this din of Yerusha of the Ben HaBen is din Mishmash. The Gemara calls Mishmash. The Gemara has a Pasuk, has a Drasha, but the Gemara does refer to it as Mishmash B'Keva. That the way it works is, the son in the Keva, in the grave, he yashins, and the grandson yashins from his father in the Keva. And this halacha is Medina Yerusha, and that will not go by Eved Ivi. Because the Machna, seems to be naming of a Pashut, that by Eved Ivi there's no Hilchus Yerusha. And this Hamakna, you would see, he would hold like this far, there would not be Pishnayim. He holds a special halacha that Eved Ivi Eved is a Ben, but it doesn't go be Yerusha, doesn't go be Teres Yerusha. This should be told in the Mechas Chanachem and Asimach Sakir. If you say Eved Ivi Eved is a Ben, is it Din Yerusha, then you could say it goes to Ben a Ben also, because we have Din Yerusha by Bonim, by sons. But if you say Eved Ivi Eved is a Ben, it's a special halacha that's come to Achazov, that's only the Ben himself. You wouldn't say it by the Ben HaBen. The Ben HaBen would not go to the Eved Ivi, you're not going to the Ben HaBen. And Mike,
the fact that nobody knows, we don't know the halacha, there's no bottom and there's only grandson.
Right, that's the Machna Shaila.
There's no bottom.
Or that we also, same Shaila, have to be no bottom at all, only a grandson. Do you say the Eved Ivri goes to the Gerson? If you say Eved Ivri Eved Saben, is it the Nirusha of by? There's no Nirusha for the Bas. There's no Nirusha for all the other Yashim. But by Bonim, this is the Nirusha, so this the Nirusha will also remain that. When there's no Ben, it will go to Ben Aben. But if it's a special Halanofa that only goes to, if it's a Ben Kontachasavas, then it will not go to the Ben Aben. But my question on the Machna was, even if you learn that the Din Mishmash is Yusha Bekeva, what's so hard to say that the Eved goes to the Ben in the Keva, and then the Ben Haben Yashin from his father? He doesn't have to yashin from the grandfather, he could yashin direct from his father, and the Eved Ivri is Eved as a Ben. Let's take it one step at a time. First it's Eved as a Ben begins. Oh, so you want to say that, I was thinking that also, because since Lamaisa there's nothing he could do for the Ben and the Keva, that, therefore there is no Yusha, but Lamaisa, that's what we're saying in Mishmash is. Mishmash is
that we look. Mishmash only can work with Yerusha. If it's not Yerusha, there's no. Mishmash only can work with Tayyat Yerusha. If it's not Yerusha, it's a different din. It's a din of Eved as a Ben. Eved as a Ben is only Shaitan.
But if you learn that Eved as a Ben, that side of the Chachir is that it works with Yerusha. So he's saying that Ben Aben is in Hilchos Yerusha, but you don't really have to come out of Yerusha. Let's see, it's Eved as a Ben Bekeva. If that's the Mishra. Oh, so this is what you're, I think, a little bit, well, maybe you're tapping on a little bit of Bukhana, I want to say now. And the Pirit Shirim from Bukhana and Babasa Pitasav and Aleph, he clears on this halacha of Mishmash Bekeva, does it really literally mean Mishmash Bekeva? Does it really literally mean that there's a step that the Mess and the Keva Yashins? And then the next step, his son Yashin's from him. Or even though the Gemara does say such a lashon of Mishmash Bekeva, it's really Labdaka. It's really halacha that the Enochel Yashin's direct from the grandfather. He doesn't, it's not shot that the son and the Keva Yashin's and the Enochel Yashin's from that son. Really, the Enochel Yashin's direct from the grandfather. Even though the Gemara does say a lashon of Mishmash Bekeva, which makes it sound like it goes step by step. And it's Exeris HaKosov, you're right. If not for the Exeris HaKosov, there would be no concept of Mishmash Bekeva at all. But once we have a Zeres HaKosov, how does it work? Is the Torah telling you that Mishmash Bekeva is literally Mishmash Bekeva? There is a step that is inheritance in the Keva, and then the next person yashins from the one of the Keva? Or is the Pshat that the Ben HaBen yashins direct from the grandfather? And the Bechon brings a few rayas. He brings one raya from Halacha, from a Taisis. Taisis is a Kashi, the Gemara in. There's a Halacha a few places that Ben HaBen pachas min Yivim. If a person dies with no children, his wife falls to Yivim. But if he leaves over a grandchild, even if his son died b'chayiv, if he leaves over a grandchild, ben, it also passes min yibim. It doesn't fall to yibim. And Tosfos says, what's the mocker for this? Interesting, because if you look in Shas, there's no mocker for this. There's the Gemara, the famous Gemara Bavasa Dachav Beis and Beis. The Gemara dashens uben ein loy ayin on love. He says there's no son ayin on love, but the Gemara dashes from that suye mamza. That even if he leaves over a mamza ayin on love, she's potter min yibim. The Gemara does not dashen this benegia. Ben Aben. Rashi and Chumash does quote that Gemara's drasha for Ben Aben. And Rashi holds the chayav b'sal shver because the Gemara doesn't say Ben Aben Aben. The Gemara says specifically Asuyei Mai, Ayin on Love. The Gemara says Asuyei Mamza. The Gemara in Babasa brings down such a drasha from a different pasuk in Pashas Pinchas by Yerusha. By Yerusha it also says in Ben Ein Loi it goes to the Bas, and we drasha from there Ben Ein Loi Ayin on Love. The Rabbi is Ben Haben. So by Yerusha we have a drasha Ayin on Love to include Ben Haben, and that's what the Gemara calls that we learn out from there. Then Mishmash Bekeva. But the Gemara does not say it by Yivim. So how do we know by Yivim Ben Haben passes? So Tosfos first teretz is that it's the same drasha, even though the Gemara says it by Mamza it goes on Ben Haben also. It's a shreya. But then Tosfos says B'shem Duivo a different teretz. That. That we learned it out from Yerusha. We learned it from Yerusha. From Nachlag. I mean, Nachlag and Minala. Just like by Yerusha, we see Ben Aben Yashins, the same thing by Yibim, Ben Aben Opata. That's it. In fact, we'll find a beautiful Kasha. What's the Tushta to Yerusha? By Yerusha, it's Mishmash Bekeva. By Yerusha, the grandson is not Yashining from the grandfather, he's Yashining from his father in the Keva. It has nothing to do with the grandfather. So how could you use that to learn out that Ben Aben will Opata the grandfather from Yibim, or the grandmother from Yibim? You hear the Kasha? The whole limud from Yerusha, what's the limud from Yerusha? If you learn the whole limud that Yerusha, Ben Aben does not yashin from the grandfather, he's yashin from the father in the Keva. So you see, he yashin from the Keva. So what does that have to do with Yibim? You don't see that he's the son, when I gave the grandfather.
Yeah, he's just,
but if you learn that that Ben Aben really is Yerusha direct from the grandfather, then it's very good Taisus. Taisus, just like it's direct from the grandfather, Yash is the same, he's considered like a Ben. Same thing, he's considered Ben from the grandfather to pass to his wife in the Yibim. Then he brings another Bifurei, Rabbanan, from Shans Shus Maram Ben Baruch, Ben Rabbeinu Baruch, B'Shem Rabbeinu Simcha, Ben Rabbeinu Shmuel, one of these are the Rishonim, so the Sefer Shans Shus Rishonim, that they say, there's a Shitas HaGa'onim, that a Mumma, Rachman Son, a Mumma does not Yashin his father Min HaTayr. The Ga'onim have a Shitas that a Mumma does not Yashin his father Min HaTayr. But in this Sefer, in this Sefer Rishonim, this Rabbeinu Simcha, wants to say, if the Mumma has a son, then that son would Yashin. We didn't Ben HaBen. It's a Zayvi, there's no father. I think even the Mumma's alive. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the Mumma has to be alive or not. No, I'm sorry. He says, if the Mes HaMumma. I guess if the Mumma's alive, it stops right there. The Mumma doesn't Yashin, for some reason it stops. But if the Mumma died, then we have the Loch of Ben HaBen Yashin, and the Ben HaBen is a fine Yeshiva Bacha. He does Yashin again, Father. So Zakta Bachanan, if the whole din of Mishra Shpakeva is literally that there's a step that the Ben Keva has the Yashin and then the next one's the Yashin, how does this work? He says the Mumma doesn't Yashin. Why would Ben Aben Yashin? So it's right from these who showing him that that's not how it works. That the Ben Aben Yashin is direct from Zeta. And the Bachanan wants to say this will answer the Kashan, the Ksesa Choshin, some Resh Pialas, Cotton Bays, and the Kivegas, the same Kashan, Shus Kivegas, and Kuflam above. There's a Gemara in Bavasa, the Kufa Beis and Beis, famous Gemara, the member of Yechon and Breka. The Yechon and Breka says that in Omar Al Misha Roy and Yoshe, if you say on someone who's Roy to Yashin that he should Yashin everything to Rav Kiyomim, if a person has, let's say, five sons, and he says on one of the sons who's Roy to be one of the Yashim that he should get everything to Rav Kiyomim. In Omar Al Misha, any Roy and Yoshe, if he goes and points out to his daughter and his sons over there, I want her to get everything aimed to Rav Kiyomim. He has to say on one of the Yashim. So, The Rambam, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, they both say the same thing if he says on a Ben HaBen. Let's say he had five sons, and one of the sons died, and that son had a son. So that Ben HaBen is going to also Yashin. So if he says on a Ben HaBen that he should get everything, he also gets everything. So Fektik Sois and Kivega, they both understood that Mishra Shpakev is literally. They said, why would the grandfather be able to say anything about this grandson? You're not being moirish to the grandson. The person can say on his yashin, people yashin direct from him, that you get everything. That's the halacha. But over here, the son of the keva is the one that's yashining, and then that grandson is going to yashin from the son of the keva. So what does it help what the grandfather said about the ben aben?
How many grandsons did he yashin that son? If he had two, then
you're
right. But if he has only one from that grandson.
But if you know Mishra's Kev is literally, then.
I
think maybe he should.
That
he could say. That maybe he should say. He'd say that. You're right. But that'd be an interesting channel. If he would say that the son of the cave is Shash and everything, and then it'll go by, maybe that would work.
If the son of the cave has two sons, that's enough. I mean, how can you say on one of those?
Also, okay, then you couldn't even say
that.
But you talk about the excitement of Kirigas Kashi is when he says it's going to Ben Aben, he has no shech to Ben Aben and Yerusha.
It will be
not
finished.
What?
If it's going to the son, it will be not finished at the Chachat of Adesaida, because it's really being Meirish his son. One of the sons is glad to be Meirish. If it works through the son to the next son, the son is not finished at the Chachat of Adesaida.
But the question is, how could you say on Ben HaBen? You have to say, I'm one on Ben HaBen. You can't go say on the next step.
I'm just saying, either if you learn the other way, there won't be a Kiddush to say the Chazal to say that. Because if it's working through the sons, it's basically Meirish, one of the sons is glad to be
Meirish. Well, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch don't have to say Kiddush. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch can say Allah, so they're not Kiddush also. But Rabbi Chanan wants to answer this guy. Obviously, Kivega, and it's interesting, Kivega and the story seem to learn that Mishmash Bekev is mamash literal, that it works on. That works literally the Keva. But Bukhanan says, according to his rayas, that Yerusha is really Ben HaBen, it's Lav Dafka Mishmas Keva. Really Yashin direct from the grandfather is very good. That they could say on the Ben HaBen that he Yashins everything. And again, like we were saying, I think that this whole Chakira should be totally in the Machlokes, in the Chakira of Ramei Simcha to begin with. Is it the Yerusha? Or if it's a Din. Or if it's a din of Sasha Alocha, that only that the Nebet. Look, the cover is Shev Matat. In the last week of Shev Matat, I wanted to say something with on Sugya Hilchot Taira. And I heard of Zeshen Arar from the Rav, Rav Milna, a Rav over here called Yehuda, by Spanish called Yehuda. he's telling me over, he's talking about the halachas of Estes. The Gemara needed after Svav, it's the Gemara Shavuos, like Yechesh and Beis also, and a few other places. We have Dine Vestis. Vestis means that if a woman is chuchzuka, she's established, she's proven with three times to see, to be personida on a certain time or a certain mikra, that's already a vest. And a vest is also a baila, but you have a vest. And also the isha has to make a bedika then, has to make a bedika on the yom vest. Tosfos declares in Tosfos Shavuos that Yechesan Beis is mesupik if an isha did not make a bedika on yom vest and is ready the next day, what do you do then? The shaila is a chayra, the bedika the next day wouldn't really help because maybe it was pesach either the day before and then it stopped. And really, the Isha was Tame and Shinisha and the Kiyam. And what does it help doing the Bedika the next day? It's already too late. You missed it. Maybe you have to be Machme and assume that there was a Pesnida that day and she should be awesome. Then it says you could ask the same Kashi even on the Yom HaVest itself. What does Bedika help? Maybe an hour before was Pesnida and then it stopped. And what does it help now? So for that already, the Rishonim explained that we say Kosi Beserechem is Mark of the Dam. The Kosi Beserechem holds back the dam, and if it's pesanida, mistam is still there, and a bedika will prove it. We'll prove it. And even though it's not 100%, this whole halacha is really based on the hanacha that most need to stay are the rabbanon. Because nidereisa, the Gemara says in nidaf nites as a drasha, that nidereisa is only with hagasha, only if the isha feels the dam coming out. And Rav and Shadi Don, they don't have hagasha, they don't feel the dam coming out. Meaning it's only shang of the rabbanon. Since they're only dealing with shang of the rabbanon, we'll make Soymich that if there was dam, there was on the vest, that the Kesher B'Serechim would hold it back, and the Bedika would prove it. But what about the next day? That's already going a little too far. To say that the Kesher B'Serechim holds the dam till the next day, do you say that also? Or for that, you have to be Machmer. So Tosfos says, no, for that also you can be Mekel. Since the whole thing is Rabbanon, you can make a Bedika the next day. Make a Bedika the next day, and that will, and she's looking a violet. The Ran in Shavuos is Chaylik, and he's even more Mekel. He says not only can you make a Bedika the next day, you don't even have to make a Bedika the next day. Don't even bother. This whole halacha, the Chazal Machayev Isha to make a Bedika and to at least check, make sure there's no dam, and if she finds dam to be asur, is only on that day of the best. But once you miss that day, you don't even have to bother to make a Bedika at all. We just say that there was no, since all things are bonum, we just say that there was no pesanida on the MFS. And both days are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. And your days are kuf peidal and sukkah and test. The Shulchan says, Ova HaVest, Loi Botka, if the Yom HaVest, let's say Isha was used to seeing every month, Hey, the fifth day of the month. So she had three times the fifth day of the month. So Meng on Hey Nuchredish, she has to make Bedika. But if Hey Nuchredish came and the calendar and it went and it's already evolved and she forgot. Oh, vessel batka v'loy hagisha, and the machabe says very clearly there was no hagasha to her v'loy bedika. That's the Ran. Right? She did. She's taught with any bedika. V'yeshem she asu adjective like yeshem. No, she's asked until she should. And that's at least make a bedika. But when you make a bedika, you send machan a bedika also. The 2 days. The Chavis Das from the Nesivis the Tzivkot Yud, he declares the Santa Shem. He declares that in this case, it was over a vest, and you didn't make a bedika. Does that help for akiris a vest? The halacha is that if you have three times that you should not see by the vest, that takes off the vest, and you stop worrying about the vest. For example, if Anisha had 3 months in a row pesanida on hay on the fifth day of the month, then the next 3 months hay l'chodesh came and went, and she checked each time, and it was not pesanida. The vest of hay l'chodesh is off. It takes off. So what about over here? What about over here if you had a Hei L'Chesh which you didn't check? You didn't check. L'moshel, let's say 2 months you did check and there was nothing. And 1 month Hei L'Chesh came, forgot to check. And Vav L'Chesh, either you did like Taisvis, made a Bedika, or Vav L'Chesh, you didn't like the Ran, you didn't make a Bedika at all. Do you say that helped to be Eike the vest? The Maestro was no Bedika to take off the vest. So the Chavis Das wants to tell you that since the Maisi didn't do Bedika, it doesn't help Akiyus the best. So the Rav Shomi, this is in the Debe Chayim, Chaim Tzanz, he's very mired to ask on this Chavis Das, this is a Pella. If it was so much that month, that she's mutung a baila, how can you say it doesn't help Akiyus the best? If Vinegia Isung Abayana was saying that she's Mutta, and we're assuming that nothing, that there was no Kesnida, how can you say that that's not Mastarf as Fakir Sevest also? Well, Maisa, that's the Chavazah Svar. Chavazah wants to say, Nisvar, that for Akir Sevest, you have to actually have a Vedika. Even though she's Mutta Abayana, but Akir Sevest, it won't happen. She's Mutta Abayana, but Akir Sevest, it won't happen.